numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for visiting with me this evening in the magical world of numbers. I have so much to share with you. I hope you have pencil and paper, taking notes. I am going to summarize all of our October visits that we have had connected to the number 1, the number 10, the number 19, the number 28. We're going to deal with that in a moment. And because I am someone as a numerologer and an esoteric numerologer, I combine astrology and ancient tarot interpretations of numbers, as well as the ancient 2,600-year-old Pythagorean or Western numerology. And then I even go deeper, way back into the past, and I bring in what is called the Chaldean system. Sometimes it's called Chaldean, sometimes I call it Chaldean, that's the way it's going to be. Those numbers are 1 through 8, and I really like that system, especially when I do blueprint readings. So if you're interested in having a reading with me, just go to one of my two websites, ElizabethSummers.com or The Magical World of Numbers, and everything is right there for you. If you were paying attention, at the end of last week's show, I was on a rip roar. I couldn't get over my big self. I thought, oh, I hope I didn't scare these people, but I was just on my broom, intent to pull down a website that was a scam, that was using the face and pictures of our military men to scam women. Well, if you read my Facebook and my newsletters, which you can sign up for free on my websites, you know I did it. It didn't take me long, but last Wednesday afternoon, I put all the information on the scam website, and by the time I finished my radio show with you last week, Facebook had pulled that puppy down. No more will that particular site be used. This is what I keep stressing to my people, to my clients, and especially to my sister friends. You have power. There are no victims. And you take your power. We're not going to be talking about the number 8 tonight, except in a karmic situation, which I'll get to shortly, where there was an abuse of power by some people in previous incarnations. Charts that I create for my clients when I do readings for them, the number 8 is about power, and it is about emotional empowerment first. That then leads to financial empowerment. The number 8 is missing in almost every woman's chart that I do. That tells me to tell you that souls that are incarnating now, as we are in the Aquarian age, the age of womanhood, woman empowerment, of intuitiveness. Souls are incarnating as women. They have no memory of how to be powerful women. Some of them have good, strong memories of being powerful men to the point of abuse of power, which we'll chat about tonight. And so, therefore, my dear sister friends, take your power one day at a time. Do not be afraid. You are not alone. You have a support system with who I am and my sister friends that will support you. But if you take one day at a time and work with your masters and guides, you will survive and move on. You know, well, you want to do more than just survive. the ancient that I have followed since 1988 and teach always says, do not be intimidated by the storm. Storms are going to come and they're going to go. But beyond every dark cloud, higher up you go in your spiritual connection to spirit, the sun is always shining. The sun is always there, S-U-N. And so we did it. I did it. I had a team help me. I'm very proud of myself and our team. And we at least brought one abusive scam down for my sister friends and for the American military. Well, I think I'm getting on my broom again. I have to calm down here. I am going to chat with you a little bit more tonight about the sign of Scorpio. We are moving deeper and deeper and deeper into the sign of Scorpio that extends from about October 24th to November 22nd every year. And last week, I started chatting with you about the Scorpio temperament and various aspects, pros and cons of Scorpio. And on a personal note, I know Scorpio because my husband, who crossed into spirit many years ago, he was a Scorpio. And before I married him, I dated more Scorpios to the point where I kind of lost track. And should I marry again, I'm sure it's going to be to another Scorpio. Astrologically, Scorpio is in my house of marriage, which, you know, I didn't figure that out until much later, before all I had all the important, interesting experiences with Scorpio. So when I talk to you about Scorpio, I know firsthand from whence I speak, bless his heart. So Scorpios are very deep. They're, I think, which I've told you before, one of the most misunderstood astrological signs. Now, I want you to think of an egg. And you might be saying, well, I'm not a Scorpio. Well, maybe you do know Scorpios. Maybe you have a part of yourself that is Scorpio. The outer shell of an egg is your sun sign, how you show yourself to people. The fluid around the yolk of an egg, metaphorically speaking, is your moon sign. That could be Scorpio. The yolk of who you are, Scorpio. And the older you get, the more Scorpio you become. So I would listen with two ears. Some of this just might apply to you. When I do my big readings for clients, I'm able to tell them what those three things are to see if there's a Scorpio in there. Astrologer can actually tell you that also in much more detail. So let's chat a little bit about Scorpios. And I'm going to try to keep my own personal interpretations out of the situation. Because Scorpios are very intense and they are filled with contradictions. They like to be in control. They like to be aware of all the situations. They like to figure it out. They have a very probing mind and they're very capable, believe me, of hiding their feelings, of hiding their motivations. Because they often have ulterior motives and a hidden agenda. So they don't put all the facts and figures out there because there can be ulterior motives that they are working on. They like to be in control at all times. And if they get out of control, and this is not just them, but anyone who has a lot of nines, letters that equate to the number nine, which I chatted about in September. If they have a lot of letters in their birth name that have the number nine, those are control people too. Those are people that volunteer a lot. People who are everybody's buddy. But what they're really doing is keeping the situation in control. Because if it gets out of control, Scorpio psyche is very, very threatened. And it can be a little dangerous. Because they're very emotional. They have good emotions and they have the bad emotions. And you say, well, doesn't everybody? It's a matter of intensity. Some people are very come day, go day. Taurus people are really kind of come day, go day. Okay, fine, like whatever, easygoing. Taurus is one of the most easygoing signs in the zodiac. So the negative emotions that can be connected to Scorpios is jealousy and resentment. And on the other side, they're also very well known for being very powerful and are very, very dedicated when they find something that they like to do. The interesting thing is that is not usually shown by Scorpios is that they're very intuitive. They're very inquisitive. They have a very good sense of intuitiveness because they are working from the underground. They're working from the subconscious, if you will. And so they kind of have this air of mystery around them sometimes that makes it difficult for people to understand them. They fear failure. And so they plow themselves into their work and their career, and they are not the most adaptable people in the whole world. Thank you very much. Don't expect them to admit to their mistakes. Don't expect them to fess up. No, they are in charge. They are in control. And therefore, they trust themselves first. Trust is a big issue with Scorpios. It takes them quite a while to really trust someone, to really trust a relationship. They get a little weary about trusting anyone. And I think this is important for all of us to understand about them. Because we might be dealing with them straight up. Ain't no big thing. You can trust me. But they are a little weary. Little weary. But I will tell you from personal experience that when a person gains the trust of a Scorpio, and this trust gets built up over time, the Scorpio loves very deeply, very intensely, and is totally demolished and devastated if they feel as though the person that they trusted betrayed them, didn't treat them appropriately, whatever. So this is a very deep, intense energy that puts on a very cool exterior. Hey, no big thing. You're not going to influence me. I got this all handled. But they have very powerful, powerful instincts. They have good gut instincts. They are very dedicated to their careers. Once they find what they want to do. The ongoing lesson of anyone who is Scorpio is to channel their energies in a very positive way. I have known a lot of Scorpios. I've already told you. And they did not necessarily channel their energies in a very positive way. They frequently can go to the dark side. That lower vibration, the scorpion aspect, icon of Scorpios. And they destroy their lives. Then they're phoenix rising from the ashes. And then they draw in spirituality and they become eagles soaring in the heavens with Mother, Father, God. So I'm telling you, Scorpios can be rather manipulative. If they go to the dark side, they can be greed. A lot of people who are criminals. People who are criminals have Scorpio in their charts because of the greed, because of the manipulation, and they have to. It's a tough nut to crack. I'll tell you straight up. There is great success for them if they lead a clean life, a happy life, if they have a circle of friends around them that they feel that they can trust. They're very devoted to their career and they're very insightful. Scorpios, in a nutshell, to sum it all up about Scorpios, it's an energy, an astrological sign of extremes. There's no middle ground, folks. Trust me, I lived with a Scorpio for a long time. There's no middle ground. It's extremes. It's intense. Very deep people. Very intense people. They are always more to them. There's always more to them than what the external shows, than what meets the eye. Sure, they present a cool, detached, unemotional air to the world, yet underneath is tremendous power, extreme strength, intense passion, a strong will, very persistent. They have a very penetrative mind. So don't be surprised if you are involved in some capacity, friendship, marriage, relationship, the guy at work, the woman at work. Don't be surprised if they ask a lot of questions. They're really trying to go deeper, deeper, deeper into what the issue is and to figure it out and to survey the situation. It makes them feel safe. Remember, they like to be in control. So they're going to ask you why and where and what are the details to the point of insanity sometimes. You need to be very wary of the games that they will play. Be aware of that. Because the manipulation in the games that Scorpios potentially can play tend to dominate and control anyone who lets them. Power. Don't let them. Stop them in their tracks. I'm trying to explain to you all the qualities, all the characteristics to empower you to deal with this heavy-duty astrological sign should you have it in your life. I bless my husband. He got stopped in his tracks many times, girls and boys. Know that amazing kindness is possible. Wonderful loyalty is possible. Great generosity is possible. My husband would always say to me, whatever you want, dear. Whatever you want, dear. Well, I got a little old, folks. Finally, one day I said to him, don't say that to me anymore. Because what that says to me is, if it gets screwed up, I'm not responsible. You did it, Elizabeth. We don't play those games. That was the game that got nipped in the bud. The Scorpio people, and including my husband, had a very magnetic personality that had a tendency to draw people to them. Very magnetic, very ambitious, as long as they feel that they have things handled. And just on another personal note, he was a counselor, as I'm a spiritual counselor, he was a counselor to drug addicts and alcoholics. And Scorpios are very drawn to addiction issues. A person's outside world is a mirror of their inside world. And so in his work that he did, he was able to help men and women beat their addiction. He was able to turn people around because he knew somehow, some way, what was needed. And he turned people around that other counselors in his office gave up on. So I'm very proud of him. I know he's in spirit and he visits with me because I'm a medium. So we chat a lot, folks. I'm here to tell you, and it's kind of cool. Well, along the lines of Scorpio. Poor Scorpios, since October 5th, 2012, all the way to now, December 13th, 2014, Saturn has been sitting as a transit for two years so far in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpios have been in boot camp. Everybody on the globe is affected by Saturn in Scorpio to some degree. But those poor baby Scorpios, their lives have been turned upside down, reorganized. It's as though they went into boot camp as a 300-pounder on October 5th, and by this time they've shed a little bit of fat in their lives, and they're slimming down, slimming down. Now, December 23rd, 2014, all you Sagittarius, perk your ears up. Saturn's going to move into Sagittarius for about 6 weeks. No, until June of 2014. From December 23rd, 14 to June of 2015. Then it's going to stop and say, you know, I got to put those Scorpios through a little bit more boot camp. Turn around, go back into Scorpio from June 14th, 2015 to September 17th, and then it's going to say, okay, I'm done. I'm going to give them their gifts. They can go off to Officer's Candidate School now. I'm done with Scorpios, but Sagittarius, here I come. And it will be in Sagittarius boot camp from September 17th, 2015, all the way to December 19th, 2017. Get your dancing shoes on. A lot of times when Saturn is in a sign, there's a change of residence, a change of career. There is a modification of relationships. Some will begin, some will end. Saturn is the Marine Corps drill instructor in the universe that is saying to everybody when it is influencing its sign, its energy, as a transit, as a moving situation, that says, look, this just isn't right in your life. Now, I'm going to give you hints and tug at you emotionally and intuitively, and your higher self is going to get the heebie-jeebies about the whole thing, and you're either going to shape up or ship out, or I'm going to have you go through a lot of extra push-ups in your life, metaphorically speaking, until you snap out of it and get what I'm trying to tell you. Well, who needs that aggravation? So listen to your intuition. If something feels right, okay. But if some doesn't feel right, it gnaws at you. You can have sleepless nights about, for Pete's sake, pay attention. That is how the soul gets your attention, your higher self. It goes through the emotions first. The emotions are the force field of the soul. We are emotional beings. Now, some of us with fours and eights in our numerological chart have to get in touch with our emotions, and they kind of learn things the hard way. What can I say? But starts emotionally first. Scorpios are very intuitive, very intensely intuitive. And they usually will learn their lessons the hard way because they, in order to move forward, you have to have a certain amount of vulnerability, a certain amount of trust in your own inner knowing. So here we are, Scorpio. Saturn's been in Scorpio for a while, and the whole theme of the Saturn in Scorpio, it'll be a little bit different theme when it's in Sagittarius, is about transforming in everybody's life, governments, businesses, intensely for Scorpios, anything that is toxic, it's going to force you to go and make a lot of changes in your life because they're toxic. I'm always telling you how loved and blessed and protected you are. And your higher self is not going to allow you to constantly be in toxic situations. That's not the joy of Mother, Father, God. And so, know that, and look at our government, and look what's going on, and look what's happening in your households, and in your finances, and in the corporations, and in the business, upside down. Peeling back layers and blocks that we chose before as easy exit. There's no easy exit here. We got to do the work. So get rid of any toxic, emotional, psychic vampires in your life. Unplug anything that's holding you back. get rid of all your addictions, all the blocks that are your coping mechanisms, trying to convince you you can't do this, it's keeping you in a holding pattern. Get some spine, get some backbone. Think out of the box. Go for it. Don't make your soul make it so difficult that your free will choice is taken away from you. That's not happy. There is a restructuring going on in the areas of debt and taxation, even how we die, the Kevorkian situation. It is let go of wishful thinking under Saturn and Scorpio. That is influencing tremendously Scorpios, but it is also influencing all of us in general as human entities. And face any denial and have your chins up and your shoulders back. And my sister friends especially, our motto is, I am woman, watch me roar. After the break, I will be doing some very quick mini readings about the personal year that you're in, but I do want to jump right in here and talk a little bit about astrology, about numerology and the birthday number. The birthday in Western numerology, the human life is subdivided into three big lanes of life, like a three-lane highway. The birthday number greatly influences the middle lane of life called your power years. A person's birthday number, the day they were actually born on, they chose to be born on, is their temperament, is their personality. And so it's important to know the qualities, characteristics of a person's birthday number. Whether it's you, whether it's someone in the family, whether it is someone at work, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, who knows? And so we're going to be talking about the birthday number 1, 10, 19, and 28 tonight. The information that I'm going to be talking about can also apply to the first lane of life if it's describing your children, because the first lane of life can be January, can be October. January and October would be connected to the number 1 and the number 10. The third lane of life is called your wisdom years, kicks in about 55 to 61 years of age. And it's not going to be a number 1 because you have to add your birth, the four numbers of your birth year together, and that always comes up with a double number. So that third lane of life can be a 19 or a 28. The first lane of life can be the number 1 and 10. The middle lane of life can be number 1, 10, 19, and 28, because that's how our birthday numbers go, up to 31. And the third lane of life can be the number 9, add down to the number 19, or the number 28. So when I'm talking to you about those numbers, decide what lane of life you're in. And even though you're in a first lane of life or a third lane of life, you still got the birthday number influencing you. But as you get into the middle lane of life, it intensifies. It really comes in strong for about 30 years, from about 30 to 55. The first lane is from birth to, generally speaking, 30. Then the middle one's 30 to 55, and the third one's 55 to whenever you decide to move out of this particular incarnation. So the birthday number 1 is a masculine number. It's an intellectual number. It is called the downstroke of God. It's deliberate. It's like a wild stallion. A wild stallion that does not want to be controlled or tamed. And if you ever raised a child born in January and then in October, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. They don't like to take advice. They don't like to be told what to do. They are very independent, which is not a bad thing. As a child and as an adult, they seek to be independent and to be very self-reliant. Just give me it, I'll do it, I'll do it. Tell me, give me my chores and I'll do it, and don't watch me. So other people are often left with the impression that they have such a strong ego, the number ones, and are so determined by their extrovert sort of personality that they're very eager to be visible in the public image. They like to take advantage of authority figures sometimes. They like to be the authority figures. And even though they can project a kind of pompous persona, they really have big hearts. And they will be the first to help a friend or a family member in need. That's going to apply to the 1, 10, 1, 19, 1. That first number leads the way, if you will. Professionally, in their personal life, they can be very self-centered. They can be not always considerate of other people. They can be impulsive and reckless. They can be bad-tempered, quick-tempered. There can be a little belligerent, a little warlike. But they're also kind of feisty, very sociable, always attracting friends because of adventuresomeness and friendliness. It's like the energy of the fire signs of in astrology. The fire signs are blowtorches. They're the leaders, especially Aries. So I would say that patience is one of their fall downs. Because of impatience, that leads to comes from frustration, which then makes them very argumentative when they're frustrated. So then their tempers flare. This goes for all four signs to some degree. And it's hard for them to kind of regain their composure if nothing really has happened. But their temper is flash fire. Aries don't stay angry long. I mean, they'll go for the throat. There'll be a blowtorch. They will explode. And the next day, it's over, and they're little cuddly bears. Takes a lot to get a number one moved in that direction, but they do not live in the past. Know that they will absolutely find a way to be rewarded in this lifetime because they have determination, which is what makes parents crazy, because they are determined in some instances to have their own way. And the best thing to do in raising a child that was born in October or January, or if you have someone in your family or you, the best way to deal with them is through the back door, is not tell them what to do. Just say to them, well, you know, this is what I have always thought of. Or get your information in through the back door. Give them something to think about. And they then will come to their own conclusions and think that the whole thing was their idea. If you want to have a mini reading, the call-in number is 347-855-8628. 347-855-8628. And I'm just going to chat here about the number 10. My sweet sister, this is her birthday, and she is my sweet sister. I hope she's listening. So that zero connected to the birthday number one is the God force. Now we're amping up the power. We're amping it up. The number 10 temperament really has, and those children born in October, there's a strong need for them to help other people with their problems, despite the many obstacles that the number 10 temperament, middle lane of life, has to endure in their own life. The big issue for the number 10 temperament is they're very challenged in their personal relationships. And that can be very intense. That zero is that Delco battery that supercharges the number one. So then they become very frustrated in their relationships. They act out. They can act very rash, very impulsive, so they have to stop. Count to 10. Slow down here before you explode, before you jump to any conclusions. Very direct. These people go right for the throat when they want to communicate. They're very factual. They're very intellectual. They can be very challenged by argumentative or opposing viewpoints. They really amp it up if they feel challenged. So their constant challenge is that they need to learn the art of compromise. This is a very victory-oriented temperament, great accomplishment, very competitive, very intense, but can be, among their peers, appear to be a little self-centered. So it's important for them to lose all their inferior feelings, all their deep insecurities, which is what pushes them to act in an aggressive manner. Wonderfully artistic, creative people. They are generous. They like to be leaders. Their life is filled with overwhelming challenges. But if they use their gifts, the number 10 birthday number, if they use their talents and have enthusiasm about what they want to accomplish in life, keep their feet on the ground, they can go very far, very, very, very far. This whole lifetime is about accomplishment for them. So be patient. You know, Rome was not built in a day. So let's take a quick break here, a little 3-minute break. When I come back, I want you to come on the line quickly. I will ask you, I will identify you by your area code. And when you come on quickly, I want your first and middle name. I want your month and day of birth and how old you are. And we'll let her rip. We'll see what year you are in. Let's take a little break. Be back soon. All right, we are back on air, and I'm going to, because this, she's been, bless her heart, holding for the whole show. So this is area code 216. You are on the air.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello. What's your first and middle name?
Sharon Louise.
Okay, Sharon Louise. Oh, the name of Louise is a powerful energy. I'll chat with that. And your month and day of birth?
September 1st.
And how old are you?
49. I turned in September. 49.
Okay. Well, for everyone who's listening, who is 49 years of age, no. Get your dancing shoes on. From 49 to 54 years of age, your life is going to go in a zig and a zag, zig and a zag, zig and a zag. It's as though the clipboard of life is out and the red felt tip pen is full of ink, because the soul is accelerating the completion of the middle lane that I've been talking about. And know that, therefore, it's going to be emotionally, well, how about this? And then how about that? Yes to this, that to no. So from 49 to 54, Sharon, get your dancing shoes on. So let's see here what year you are in your current 9-year cycle. Oh, this is good. You are in year 8 of your current 9-year cycle, and it's a 17-8. I interpret double numbers 1 through 78. I mean, an 8's okay. An 8's an 8. And the number 8 is the Saturn energy also, and the Lord of Karma that says, okay, if, Sharon, you have taken your power the previous 7 years, handled your money, stood your ground, laid down a foundation, success comes to you this year. Money, business, property, power, real estate. There's a new lease on life for you. There's a new direction for you. And this is very good. And I would suggest that around March, April, May, like in there, definitely could be a new job, promotion,
I believe
career
it.
Opportunity.
I believe it.
Yes, very good.
That's
just
what I'm working on
nice,
right now. Sweet. Oh, God,
excellent.
I'm so glad you said that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay,
excellent.
Go on.
Yeah, you go, girl. No, it was worth the wait, wasn't it, to hear those good news? But, yeah, this
yeah,
is
I like listening
here.
Yeah, listen, thank you so much, okay?
Yes, and you
have
were
a nice
holding
evening.
For almost the whole show. Bless your heart. I saw you right away. Okay.
That's
keep in
funny.
Touch with me.
Okay.
Let me know what happens. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 949. You're on the air. What's your first and middle name?
Adrian, no middle initial.
What is your first name, honey?
Adrian.
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 Adrian. Okay, and no middle name. That's fine. How old are you?
83.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for listening. There's a big change going on here. This for you, I know. And what's your month and day of birth?
January 1931.
January, what's the day?
17th. Yes.
17th. Okay, 1931.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, have you traveled a lot in your later years? Did you travel a
not
lot?
Not in my later years. In my earlier years, I traveled a lot.
Okay, because you're in your third lane of life at the age of 83. And let's just see, and those are called your wisdom years. Well, you're a crone. I hope you're out there helping other people with the wisdom that you have accrued in your 83 years. Bless your heart. So let's see what year you are in your current 9-year cycle. And you are in year 7. Are you thinking of moving in some fashion? Moving.
I did think about it, but I've changed my mind. I was going to move, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm still not going to rule it out, because you're in a 7-year of choices, 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 choices that will set up situations for a change of residence or a change of attitude. There's some change going on, and even a change of partnership. There may be some minor challenges for you this year, but nothing that you cannot overcome. And I want you to watch your health. Be sure you rest and slow down and listen to your intuition, okay? Because you've got some changes that are in the works. So I'm still not going to rule out that maybe as you roll around into 2015, you may reconsider moving again. Some sort of change of location. Okay?
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. And here we have our final caller, area code 818.
Hello, this...
Wait, you broke up. I can't hear you. Are you there?
Elizabeth, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sure. What's your first and middle name?
I have a first name, Diane, never had a middle name. I'm 61 years old, and my birthday's April 30.
So you're Taurus.
I'm a Taurus with Scorpio moon. I'm complete opposite.
You sound like my friend Diana in Texas.
I do?
Okay. Yeah, you do. All right, so you're in L.A. All righty. You are in a yum, yum, yo, yo year. This is good. First of all, 61, this goes for anyone who's 61, change in your life, out with the old, growth into the new. That's your first indication. You're in a growth spurt. It's going to be like going from sneakers to stilettos, honey. And know that you are in a, let me just double check this, yes, 5 year. Wow, this is called your second chance year. This is Action Jackson. This is a year of change, travel, and you may feel very restless. I want you to move your physical body a lot. Under this 5 year, it's a restlessness, but it's really your soul's pushing you. I want you to look back over the previous 4 years, and you decide what you want to keep, what you want to change. There's a touch of karma that is involved in your 5 year. It's a 14 5 year that says, and while we're at it, you be sure that you are not manipulated and used by other people to make their life great and wonderful. And you're like Peggy Lee saying, is that all there is? Caution. Up the ladder we go. And the wonderful thing here for you is that the higher vibration of your specific 5 year is a 41-5, which is the beautiful Ace of Cups. New love, new house, new home, new, on an emotional level. This is a great year to get married under an Ace of Cups, although I say to people, just slow the train down a little bit and wait till your 6 year to get married. But this is very nice for you. Very nice for you. Okay?
Elizabeth, you're fabulous and authentic, and I love your energy. God bless.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, here we are again. Our callers have all been taken care of, and I still have a lot of energy left. So I think I better get to it because we are running out of time. I do want to talk to you about the number 19. Now, the number 19 has the 9 at the end. There's a push-pull here. They usually have to really wait a while and struggle a while in order to achieve their goals. Bill Clinton is born on November 19th, if you will. They have a lot of confidence. That 9 at the end says that they encompass all of the energies of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 is like that jelly bean jar that I talked to you about that has all the energies of the whole system in it. And it has the heart, humanitarian heart, but it also has leadership, independence. Patience is not its best virtue. I do want to point out about the number 19, as far as one of the four nasties, I call them. There are four nasty karma numbers in esoteric numerology, and 19 is one of them. So I'm constantly saying to my people, karma is not a punishment. It has to do with a core system of beliefs, therefore thoughts, therefore behaviors, therefore experiences, therefore actions that we dished out in previous incarnations. And some of us had no common sense, and we really screwed up in our choices with our free will. That low vibration, those issues, those belief systems now can boomerang into this lifetime in our faces. How do you like it? There, how do you like it? And we don't like it. It's not that we, most of the time, are continuing the old choices, behavior patterns, and whatever. Some people do. But usually the pendulum goes to the other direction, and where before we were this, we're not that anymore, and we can't figure out why we're going through all this nonsense with everybody else. And so, no, karma is not a punishment. I always see it as the mercy of God saying, well, you know, you screwed up, and let's give it another shot. It's a balancing, and the more balanced you become, spiritually, intellectually balanced, intuitively, mentally, physically, emotionally balanced, then you're raising your vibration. You will therefore make better choices. And when there is no more emotional sting in your situations, the karma's done. You can clear your karma through understanding what on earth it's all about, which is what I do for my people when I do their readings. If I see the karma codes in there, I give them paperwork, I teach them how to clear it, how to make a different choices and what have you. It's not a punishment. It is simply the law of attraction and the law of cause and effect. The universe is just. The number 19, when I subtract the 1 from the 9, I get the number 8. Hello, which is what I started this whole radio show about, of power. When the number 19, one of the four nasties, shows up in a reading, it tells me, depending on which of the five categories it shows up in, that person, as a soul in other lifetimes, was in positions of power and abused their power, inflicted their power on other people because they thought they were all that. You know, the boss should do as I say, and it is abuse of power that now is boomeranging around in my client's face, maybe married to a man or a woman who is very authoritarian, very egotistical, very emphatic on having its own way. There is a lack of integrity connected to this karma, a lack of integrity where if you know about it, you can take your power back from it. If you listen to something, just isn't right here, because they become people who are carrying this karma in past lifetimes were very immersed in their own concerns, very self-centered, or they also didn't have an ability to care about other people. It was all me. Look at me, I'm Sandra D, I call them. And so know that when they are forced to be dependent on people, they become very unhappy. And they find solace in blaming other people, blaming their environment. Today, a good friend of mine sent me a beautiful, very easy to read, very hit the nail on the head article about forgiveness. And I posted it on my blog on ElizabethSummers.com or the Magical World of Numbers, and the link that further explains it. I cannot stress how important to choose to forgive, the number 9 of the number 19. Forgiveness. Go to my blog. It's an excellent article about the fact that we cannot forgive until we stop blaming other people for situations that we perhaps put ourselves in or that we want to play the victim. Go to my blog, ElizabethSummers.com. for the Magical World of Numbers and read that article. You will love it, and I think it'll be a little eye-opening to many of us. And thank you to my wonderful friends who send me articles, and if I can share them with my people, I do share them with my people. And finally, we have the birthday number 28, and the number 2 leads the way, that loves partnerships, that is good with groups. The 8 says, I'm good with money and business and management and power. Can get a little frustrated when things are routine. Bill Gates was born October 28th, yesterday. He's a 28. Alan Alda was born January 28th. Super. They have exceptional analytical minds, rational minds. Can be a little stubborn, a little rigid when they get too committed. But on the other hand, they can be highly emotional, sensitive, intuitive, and can even throw temper tantrums. Spare me. I told you. No temper tantrums, no whining. The only whining that I like is Chardonnay. And so know that the number 28, which adds to a 10, which adds to a 1, has financial gain connected to it, has money connected to it, has situations, as does the 10-1. The number 10-1 in tarot cards is the Wheel of Good Fortune. Wheel of Good Fortune. I think you're going to go out and win the lottery, but know that with the right positive intention, you will be rewarded with great abundance from the universe. I would love for you to contact me to schedule a personal reading. Let's find out what's happening in 2014, 2015 for you. Just go to my website, hit that contact button, there, and send me an email. The numerology readings are listed on the black toolbar on both of my sites. And I tell you, my intention is to explain to you in very practical, concrete form what's going on in your life. It's not extremely woo-woo. I do a CD. I record it for you. I send you a download. And depending on the reading you ordered, you'll get a 3-page or so astrology printed report. You'll get a 10-15-page numerology printed report. I mean, I load you up. There is no escape. When you come to me, you are someone that I care so deeply about that I want to bring peace to your life through information, through understanding. There's no reason to be in fear. Fear is something that can be eradicated through understanding. And the ancients knew it. They had nothing else to do with their lives except being quiet and talk to Mother, Father, God. I mean, that's why they didn't have radios and computers. And so I am so grateful that you come visit with me on Wednesdays. The replays are on Saturdays and Sundays. And if you sign up for my newsletters or go to my Facebooks, Elizabeth Summers or Summers Numerology, or the Magical World of Numbers, I will post the links for the replays. Tell your friends. Let's share the wealth. And know, I think about you all the time. I ask Spirit to always bring to me who I may help with the gifts that I have. And so, know that until next time, I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me in the Magical World of Numbers.